Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text, as you heard earlier, was Isaiah 9, and we're going to focus on the names that are given to Jesus or the titles that he's given according to the text that you heard tonight. So, dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I'm here to tell you that baby Jesus is God's gift to you. The prophet Isaiah preached it. Isaiah, if you will, handed out the birth announcements centuries before the baby was even born. Isaiah's birth announcement gives you the baby's titles. They tell you who he is and how he is for you. Check out the titles. The titles are Wonderful Counselor, The Mighty God, The Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Again, the titles are Wonderful Counselor, The Mighty God, The Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. These are incredible and lofty titles for a baby. The baby we know as Jesus. But it's really a no-brainer, since the baby Jesus is the Lord of all. So over the next few weeks, the next few Wednesdays, we will focus on the title. And tonight, Wonderful Counselor. Literally, the Hebrew, and if I had my way, the translation wouldn't be just Wonderful Counselor. It would be Wonder of a Counselor. Wonder of a Counselor. Which means that Jesus, his counsels are wondrous because they are the counsels of God himself. Unlike other kings or rulers in the ancient world who surrounded themselves with capable advisors or counselors, this child Jesus, this baby Jesus, he doesn't need counselors to advise him. He doesn't need any advisors to help him because he is a wonder of a counselor. Now let's back up a little bit. When you hear the word counselor, you think of someone who is a confidant, an advisor, a therapist, or a trusted person. Now Jesus, that baby, he's all that but more. The word counselor carries with it the idea of someone who is at your side. Did you hear what I said? At your side through everything. Good, bad, indifferent. He's there for you through everything. Or as we say, I'm there for you. Well, baby Jesus is precisely that kind of counselor. He's there for you, totally and completely. Baby Jesus is for you in this particular way. That is to say, Jesus is God for you. With all that he is and everything that he has, he takes on your flesh and blood. He goes to the cross and he dies for you with all of your sin and all of its hellacious damnation. Yes, there he is God for you. And he's also God for you in his word of peace to comfort and to console you when you need it, to give you the eternal comfort of the forgiveness of sins that he won for you in his death on the cross. And so when the world troubles you or when the world persecutes you because you don't conform to the world's agenda, baby Jesus is there for you. He is there to comfort you with his Good Friday words of mercy and peace. He is there to guide you in holy living according to his word, so that you are a salt and light in the world for the sake of other people, showing them who this baby Jesus is. He's the Savior of sinners, of whom you are the chief. When the devil would lead you to doubt God's goodness and your salvation, when the devil would accuse you with his miserable lies that say you can't possibly be a Christian because of how you sin, this baby Jesus is there next to you to bring you his counsel. Counselor baby Jesus is there for you in his word, in holy baptism, in absolution, and supper, to categorically speak otherwise against the world and against the devil. Jesus declares, as wonder of a counselor, you're mine. I put my name on you. You have the Holy Spirit. All my Good Friday benefits are yours. Forgiveness, life, and salvation. When your sin threatens to swallow you up, take over your life, and would lead you to despair, baby counselor Jesus is there to console you with his saving death and resurrection. His words that he speaks are divine, and so his words count. His words really do matter. His words to and for you are, even though your sins are red as scarlet, they are made white as snow by my Good Friday blood. Oh, brothers and sisters, this baby's wonderful counselor is wise because he is the infinite wisdom of God in the flesh. God's thoughts are always higher than our thoughts. His ways are always greater than our ways. So Jesus and his counsel is not what we would ever expect. He says, listen carefully, Jesus says, blessed are you when you are persecuted and suffer for my sake. Blessed are you, Jesus says, when you are called a fool or something worse because you trust only in him and not in yourself. Now, brothers and sisters, this is precisely why we need this baby wonder of a counselor, Jesus. The world tells us, look to yourself for all your answers. Don't take up your cross. Don't follow Jesus. Save yourself. The world holds out money, the glory of athletics, the accumulation of endless stuff, glory and power as the solution to absolutely everything. However, baby wonder of a counselor, Jesus, comes to you as your wisest friend, your wisest advisor. And he says this, don't fall for any of that. That's not what you need. Money, sports, stuff, etc., they can't save you. They're false gods. You need my Good Friday forgiveness that gives life and salvation. You need my church. You need my baptism. You need my body and blood and the Lord's Supper. That's absolutely true. Well, such is the wonderful counsel that you can get only from baby Jesus, announced by the prophet Isaiah as wonder of a counselor. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.